Triple Crown winner American Pharoah will run in the Traverse Stakes at a sold-out Saratoga racecourse on Saturday. American Pharoah would only be the fourth of 12 Triple Crown winners to run in the Traverse, a race also known as the Midsummer Derby. The only one to win was Whirlaway in 1941. In baseball, in the American League, the Toronto Blue Jays are the new leaders in the AL East, moving a half game ahead of the New York Yankees following a three-game sweep of the Angels. Yesterday, Toronto topped the Angels 12-5, Cleveland bested the Yankees 4-3, and Kansas City beat Boston 8-6. In the National League, the NL East leading New York Mets completed a seven-game sweep of Colorado to stay five games ahead of the Washington Nationals. The Mets bested Colorado 5-1. Meanwhile, Washington defeated Milwaukee 9-5. Pittsburgh won against San Francisco 5-2. Andy Pettitte had his number 46 retired by the Yankees on Sunday, one day after longtime teammate Jorge Posada had his number 20 retired by New York. Roger Federer remained perfect in Cincinnati Finals, winning an unprecedented seventh championship while denying Novak Djokovic the one title that always eludes him. Federer never faced a breakpoint during a 7-6, 6-3 victory in the final of the Western and Southern Open. Serena Williams got her name on the Cincinnati Trophy for the second time, beating Simona Halep 6-4, 7-6 in the U.S. Open tune-up. IndyCar driver Justin Wilson was in a coma and in critical condition last night after sustaining a head injury during a race that afternoon at Pocono Raceway. Wilson was injured when hit by a large piece of debris that broke off a car in the crash-filled race. Davis Love III has won the Wyndham Championship to become the third oldest winner in PGA Tour history, while Tiger Woods' season came to an abrupt end. The 51-year-old Love closed with a 6-under 64 for a one-stroke victory over third-round leader Jason Gore. Lydia Ko has won the Canadian Pacific Women's Open for the third time and first as a professional, beating Stacey Lewis with a par on the first hole of a playoff. Usain Bolt came roaring from behind in the final stride to edge Justin Gatlin for the 100-meter title at the World Championship. Bolt earned his third world title in 9.79 seconds.